As more casinos continue to open up across the state, the shadow of compulsive gambling grows larger. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one Syracuse-area gambling addiction clinic is already booked.
Right now, the Syracuse Behavioral Healthcare Gambling Clinic can handle 15 patients at a time. But sometimes that's not enough, according to Integrated Outpatient Service Director Kathy Meadows.
We had people that we successfully completed. They would have stayed longer, but there was a need to complete them so that we could get more people in through the door.
Meadows says her agency's concerned about the proliferating number of slot machines and gaming tables now becoming available to people with gambling problems. In central New York, that includes the Del Lago Casino that recently opened up in Seneca County, and news that the Oneida Nation plans to build a new gaming facility in Bridgeport. And it's forced SBH to think about expanding services.
We've talked about that, that there may be a need for it, because we have very limited funding right now, and so we're limited with how many people we can treat.
New York State could help. Governor Cuomo announced this year Albany is coming up with $4.7 million in annual funding for gambling outreach, education, and treatment. It's creating 7 problem gambling resource centers across the state. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.